I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, August 6th. A Manatt Community Health Center will be opening a new clinic inside Quincy High School next year. During an announcement at Manatt's headquarters in North Quincy yesterday, CEO Cynthia Sierra announced the new clinic, which will provide healthcare services to students, staff, and faculty at Quincy High School. The new clinic will replace two classrooms and have its own separate entrance on Coddington Street. Manatt is using $150,000 in CDBG funds, almost $200,000 in state funds, and $1.2 million from a trust fund that was established by a family many years ago to benefit the health and well-being of Quincy students. The center will be open during school hours and offer primary care and other services. It's anticipated that construction on the new center will take place over the winter and next spring, and that the new clinic will be open by next summer. Manatt also operates a clinic inside the Taunton Public Schools. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a 20-25% voter turnout in Quincy for the September 1st state primary election. Crispo says races for Norfolk County District Attorney and the 8th District Congressional seat are expected to draw voters to the polls. There are seven candidates vying to succeed Mike Morrissey, who's stepping down as Norfolk District Attorney, and Patrick Roth is challenging incumbent 8th District Congressman Stephen Lynch. Incumbent U.S. Senator Ed Markey is also facing a challenge from Congressman Seth Moulton. Governor's counselor Chris Iannella is being challenged by Ron Iacobucci of Quincy. The Quincy state delegation is unopposed in the Democratic primary. Mail-in ballots are now available, and over 5,000 Quincy voters have already requested a mail-in ballot. Early in-person voting will take place at Quincy City Hall August 22nd through the 28th. The last day to register to vote in the state primary is August 22nd at 5 p.m. at Quincy City Hall. Bacteria levels are at unsafe conditions in the water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy this week. The Department of Conservation and Recreation says tests taken at four sections of Wollaston indicate that pollution levels exceed what is considered safe for swimming. Signs are posted and red flags are flying, warning people to swim at their own risk. The weekly beach water testing program continues through Labor Day. The Red Line continues to be plagued by delays. Less than a week after the MBTA touted the successful completion of a 10-day shutdown for track repairs and signal upgrades between Alewife and Park Street stations, shuttle buses temporarily replaced trains from Harvard Station to Park Street yesterday because of a signal problem at Harvard. The issue delayed riders for about 25 minutes, then the T encouraged people to catch a bus instead. There have been issues on the reopened stretch of the Red Line nearly every day since service resumed. On Friday, there was smoke on the tracks at Charles Street MGH and a signal problem at Harvard that was delaying riders for about 25 minutes during the afternoon commute. On Monday, delays of about 20 minutes were happening due to a signal problem between Harvard and Kendall MIT, and a disabled train at Kendall MIT on Tuesday caused delays of about 15 minutes. The T said it doesn't anticipate further issues, but said it's ready to dispatch crews quickly if any more problems arise. Now, the jury in the trial for Lindsay Clancy, the mother accused of strangling her three children in their Duxbury home in 2023, was dismissed for the day yesterday after medical testimony, toxicology evidence, and emotional testimony from the Clancy family's former nanny. Yesterday's testimony first focused on medications in Lindsay Clancy's system and DNA evidence related to the 2023 incident in her Duxbury home. Clancy sat quietly in the courtroom as her lawyer argued she was suffering from postpartum psychosis and was over-medicated. Prosecutors, however, said she acted intentionally. They allege she strangled her three children before attempting to take her own life. Jurors heard from a forensic toxicologist who tested a blood sample from Clancy. He said the medications found in her system were not at a toxic level. The jurors also heard from a forensic scientist who previously worked with the state police. She discussed the DNA found on evidence in the family's basement where prosecutors say the children were discovered. The day's final witness was former nanny Elaine Rossi, who cared for infant Callan Clancy beginning in September of 2022, while Lindsay Clancy prepared to return to work. Rossi testified she communicated with Clancy daily through text messages and a notebook containing detailed instructions about Callan's feeding, sleep schedule, and daily routine. She said she occasionally cared for all three children, took Cora and Dawson to activities when Clancy said she couldn't drive, and frequently recorded videos of Callan to send to Clancy throughout the day. Cyclospora cases are on the rise in Massachusetts, according to data from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. So far in 2026, 147 cases have been reported statewide, the highest annual total since 2019, when more than 200 cases were confirmed. While cyclospora outbreaks were relatively uncommon in the United States for several years, cases increased about a decade ago, with a significant spike in 2018 and 2019 when more than 4,000 cases were reported nationwide. Cyclospora is a parasite that can contaminate fresh, uncooked produce through fecal matter. On July 17th, Taylor Farms of California recalled iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico after it was identified as a potential source of the outbreak. The recall includes iceberg lettuce sold at retail stores and served in restaurants, as well as other recalled products distributed to food service customers. According to CDC data, as of August 5th, there have been over 10,000 laboratory-confirmed domestic cases of cyclosporiasis, along with over 12,000 additional cases that have not yet been laboratory confirmed. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health said case investigations have identified several small clusters among Massachusetts residents, with some appearing to be linked to the recalled lettuce. The agency also said the proportion of Massachusetts cases acquired within the United States rather than through international travel has increased. However, investigators believe some residents likely contracted the illness while traveling to states where outbreaks are occurring. According to the Department of Public Health, only about 20% of Massachusetts patients reported international travel. Health officials said there is no evidence of large-scale outbreaks in Massachusetts, and no locally grown produce has been identified as the source of infection. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 263 points. The NASDAQ dropped 221. The S&P fell 12. Asian stocks rose. The dollar was up. The euro fell. Oil at $79 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox shut out Chicago 4-0. Fenway last night. They'll wrap up the series at 7:10 tonight. Today's forecast. From the National Weather Service, there is a heat advisory in effect with hot, humid conditions, maybe a thunderstorm, high 90. Tonight, muggy, low 72. Repeat tomorrow, hot, humid, storm possible, high of 92. Same thing on Saturday. Sunday, less of a storm chance, still hot and humid, high Sunday, 92 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot, light southerly winds, and a high tide at 5:56 p.m. Sunrise 5:42, sets at 7:57. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, August 6th.